The number of Arkansas youth that smoke is decreasing. However, the number of people in Arkansas who still smoke is higher than the national average. Amy Whitener is with the Arkansas Department of Health's Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Program. She works at St. Bernard's Medical Center in Jonesboro and coordinates and participates in tobacco prevention and cessation programs in Mississippi, Poinsett, and Craighead counties. She gives numbers on smoking rates.
According to our CDC Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System data, which we call BRFIS, the percent of Arkansans answering that yes, they do use tobacco products in 2012 was 25%. The thing that's kind of scary about that is our nationwide percentage of 2012 was 19.6%. So we're a little bit higher than the nationwide percent. In 2011, the number of Arkansans answering that they are current smokers is 27%, while the national percentage is 21.2%. So again, we are higher on that. The good news based on this data is that we are decreasing the percentage of adults who smoke in Arkansas, but we continue to be higher than the national percentage with adults who smoke.
Separate numbers from the Arkansas Prevention Needs Surveys provide a look at smoking among Arkansas youth. Surveys were distributed to 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th graders across Arkansas to determine who's using smokeless tobacco and who's smoking cigarettes. Whitener gives those numbers.
Based on this data, the percent of Arkansas youth reporting using smokeless tobacco in the past 30 days decreased from 6.8% in 2009 to 4.8% in 2012. So we do see quite a good decrease there, but the percent of Arkansas youth reporting smoking cigarettes in the last 30 days also decreased from 11.2% in 2009 to 7.6% in 2012. So we are learning through our data that we are decreasing the use of tobacco use here in Arkansas.
The Centers for Disease Control states that more than 1,000 people die every day in America due to smoking, which means that over 440,000 deaths annually are attributed to smoking. Also is responsible for over $193 billion in annual health-related economic losses in the United States. Whitener says those numbers are scary, especially when it comes to young people and tobacco use. Youth who use spit tobacco make themselves more susceptible to various cancers, dental problems, heart disease, cardiovascular problems, and more. For those who smoke, statistics from the CDC estimate that 4,000 youth under 18 smoke their first cigarette every day, with 1,000 becoming addicted to cigarettes. An Arkansas Prevention Needs Survey was recently distributed to schools in Craighead County to those in 6th, 8th, 10th, and 12th grades, and the numbers showed smoking rates among youth were going down. Smokeless tobacco use was estimated to be 14% in 2009, down to 12.7% in 2012. Those who smoked cigarettes were 28.6% in 2009, going down to 21.2% in 2012. And while those numbers seem to be going in the right direction, Whitener says there's a new trend that's causing concern: e-cigarettes.
We're hearing some scary statistics, such as people are using marijuana to put in those and things like that. But specifically to tobacco use, the scary part about e-cigarettes is that we do not have any solid data on these. We can't tell you what the long-term effects are because we don't have long-term data. We also don't know, as far as the vapors that come off of e-cigarettes, if they're dangerous, and if they are dangerous, what the long-term consequences are. So we're seeing people use those as an alternative. We're seeing people use that as a cessation tool, but we don't have the research to know what the long-term effects are. And so that's a really scary thing that we're seeing. And we're also seeing that people are, yes, they are decreasing the use, their use of, instead of smoking maybe 6 or 8 cigarettes a day, they may be only vaping 3 or 4 times a day. But the problem again is that they're still using the nicotine instead of completely quitting. And again, we don't know the effects of that long term.
Amy Whitener, whose work is funded through grants that are provided, or that are aimed rather, to prevent youth initiation of tobacco as well as to help adults quit smoking. The Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Program works in health clinics, mental health clinics, and dental clinics to educate people, as well as working in schools and businesses to educate people. Yearly activities include the Great American Smokeout, Kick Butts Day, Arkansas Tobacco Free Kids Day, and Stamp Out Smoking, and also the Great American Spit Out. Additional programs are held statewide by the Arkansas Department of Health to try to eliminate smoking and tobacco use in Arkansas.